proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at great invitations in the Bible with an invitation to contrition or repentance. Throughout Scripture, God invited men to undertake actions that would encourage them to draw closer unto Him. Contrition for sins involved an individual not only seeing his misdeeds as sins against God, but repenting of those sins. Repentance, otherwise known as contrition, repentance contains two key elements. It involves both a change of mind and a subsequent alteration of action. Metanoeo, the Greek word for repentance, denoted afterthoughts which were connected with a given action. The modern Hebrew term for repentance, the word teshuvah, derives from a Hebrew verb that meant to turn. Both the Greek and Hebrew words indicated that contrition for sins ought to result in both a transformed outlook and changed behavior. Repentance or contrition differs from remorse. Remorse involves experiencing regrets for past offenses, to be sure, but does not necessarily result or reflect a change of heart. Contrition, on the other hand, deals with a different perception of sin, seeing it as an offense against God. The story of Cain, contained in the fourth chapter of Genesis, helps illustrate the differences between contrition and remorse. After God pronounced sentence on Cain for killing his brother Abel, Cain replied that, quote, "My punishment is greater than I can bear," unquote. Cain feared the adverse consequences which might ensue from his sin, namely becoming, quote, "a fugitive and vagabond in the earth," unquote, having people seeking to kill him. Cain regretted the adverse consequences of his action, rather than repenting of his crime itself. The prodigal son of Luke chapter 15, on the other hand, manifested contrition after he had been reduced to poverty. Once he came to himself, he determined that he would, quote, "arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants," unquote. The prodigal son acted upon that resolution and actually journeyed back to his home and his father. As a result, the prodigal son received the father's forgiveness and restoration to a position of sonship. Contrition or repentance constitutes one of the major themes in the Bible. Peter wrote in the third chapter of his second epistle that God is, quote, "not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance," unquote. Jesus Christ proclaimed the necessity of repentance. During his earthly ministry, as can be seen in Mark chapter 1, when he cried out for people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, was at hand. He also cried out for repentance after his resurrection and ascension into heaven. Revelations chapter 2 and 3, the risen Jesus Christ called on various churches to repent of their sins or face divine chastisement. Jesus Christ's early disciples also preached repentance, as evidenced in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. In the early church, Paul stood before the Roman governor Festus in Acts chapter 26. When he did so, he declared, quote, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance." Contrition for sins acknowledges the benevolence of God, and recognizes that God is indeed a God of mercy. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.